Around the world, of course, governments have been responding to the coronavirus pandemic very differently, we should say. China restricted the movement of hundreds of millions of people. Singapore offered free health care to anyone who might be infected. Both of those countries moved aggressively, in part because of their experience with the deadly SARS outbreak that began in 2002. But other nations have responded far less aggressively. And NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that lessons from abroad do not bode well for the United States.
The World Health Organization's head of emergencies, Mike Ryan, is a veteran of global epidemics, from SARS to bird flu to Ebola. Earlier this week at the WHO's daily press briefing, the burly, straight-talking Irishman practically pleaded with governments to take action against the coronavirus, whether they have large outbreaks yet or not.
As I've said many times in the past, hope is not a strategy. And therefore, when we look at this as being realistic, we're still very much in the up cycle of this epidemic.
What governments do or don't do regarding this virus matters, Ryan said. He pointed out how incredibly aggressive measures by China, South Korea, and Japan appear to be bringing those outbreaks under control.
There's clearly an indication that the application of measures across all of society, a systematic government-led approach using all tactics and all elements available, seems to be able to turn this disease around.
Hong Kong and Singapore are two places that got hit early with cases. Both quickly set up systems to identify and treat patients. Hong Kong developed diagnostic tests and rapidly deployed them to labs at every major hospital in the city. At one point in February, Hong Kong had 12,000 people in quarantine. Singapore's prime minister called for calm and assured residents that all health care related to the disease would be free. Both Hong Kong and Singapore continued to find a few new cases each week, but they've avoided the explosive outbreaks that have occurred elsewhere. Each has had fewer than 200 cases, while France, Germany, and Spain have all had 10 times that number. Italy and Iran, where things are really bad right now, have been reporting more than 1,000 new cases some days.
Some countries have been very aggressive and have actually done quite a good job.
Ashish Jha runs the Harvard Global Health Institute.
Other countries have been quite lackadaisical and I think have suffered immensely from it. And I think there are lessons to be learned for all of us.
He says Italy and Iran both appeared to be in denial about the health crisis.
I mean, you know, you had the Iran deputy health minister coughing on national television and talking about coronavirus, but really not taking it seriously.
That deputy health minister later tested positive. As people started to get sick, neither Italy nor Iran was doing much testing. They were slow to stop mass gatherings. And eventually, the health systems in both countries were overwhelmed with cases. So how well has the United States done so far?
Our response is much, much worse than almost any other country that's been affected.
Jha uses the words stunning, fiasco, and mind-blowing to describe the U.S. response.
And I don't understand it. I still don't understand why we don't have extensive testing.
The CDC started screening overseas travelers for coronavirus in mid-January, but it's only this week that wide-scale testing has started to become available. Jha says that delay, at a time when numerous other tests were available around the world, has completely hampered the U.S. response to this crisis.
Without testing, you have no idea how extensive the infection is. You can't isolate people. You can't do anything. And so then we're left with a completely different set of choices, like we have to shut sort of schools and events, everything down, because that's the only tool available to us until we get testing back up. It's been stunning to me how bad the federal response has been.
He says right now there are probably 5 to 10 times as many cases out in U.S. communities as have actually been detected. And until they're found, they're likely to infect more people, and the outbreak in the United States is just going to continue to grow. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.